Welcome to Hope Is Here. Have you been grinding hard lately? I mean, have you just been working really hard and not really taking any time to play, to have fun? Well, today I've got a good program that's going to encourage people that are type A personalities like me to be reminded to have some fun and set aside time and make it a priority. And I'm basing this off a book I've been reading over the past few weeks called The Five Marks of a Man by Brian Tome. Now, this also would apply to men and women, but it's just really, really been a good book. It really has reminded me of some things that I need to do as a follower of Jesus, and I would encourage every man to read it. And I think even women would enjoy it just because it's a reminder about how God has wired us guys up and how we can be all that God's called us to be. And even though heaven's going to be perfect and great one day, that, you know, we can also enjoy some of our time on earth. But in chapter 15, he has a chapter entitled, Boys Live to Play, Men Play to Live. And basically, obviously, what he's saying there is, you know, we always, you know, kids, that's all we think about is playing. But as adults, if we don't play, we're not going to live because, you know, so many people die of heart attacks. And, of course, we talk about suicide a lot of here. People get hopeless. And a lot of times that's when you get fatigued and you get mentally, emotionally, and physically worn out. You're on fumes. And, man, the enemy can have a field day. And I have to be brutally honest and so transparent with you today that this is something I struggle with, and that's why I'm talking about it. I'm not wanting to be hypocritical because I struggle in this area, but as I read this chapter recently, it really spoke to me, and I thought, I got a feeling there's some other people that need to listen to this about being reminded that God wants us to play. And so I hope that you'll be blessed as we talk about this over the next 10 minutes. But did you know in a 2017 World Happiness Report, it showed that the United States didn't even crack the top 10 in the happiest of countries? In fact, United States, we're number 14. That's right, number 14. Three spots below Israel and seven spots below Canada. Israel, a little strip of land surrounded by people who want to destroy them, a place where parents have to teach their children how to wear a gas mask, and these people in this 2017 World Happiness Report are reported happier than we are. Tom goes on to say in the book, in Canada, he said, I'll give them hockey and maple syrup, but we've got every other sport, Bruce Springsteen and deep dish pizza here. We should be winning the happiness game, but we're not. We're barely in the Sweet 16 of happiness, March Madness. Our country has gotten it wrong when it comes to play. And, you know, the problem, we think that play is something that helps boys become men, and it should stop there. Whether it's dodgeball on the playground, the board game Risk at her best friend's dining room table, or late summer football camp 2 days in a week in full pads, 2 days in full pads, we believe play stops when we grow up. Tome says this faulty logic says a mark of a man is that he stops all play. And you know what? That's wrong. Play not only helps boys grow into men, but it also helps men grow as men. And so he gives five reasons why he thinks men should play. The first one is play replenishes our power. And he quotes a guy, Dr. Stuart Brown, who said, play is the gateway to vitality. By nature, it is uniquely and intrinsically rewarding. It generates optimism, it seeks out novelty, makes perseverance fun, it leads to mastery, and it gives the immune system a bounce. It fosters empathy and promotes a sense of belonging and community. Each of these play byproducts are indices of personal health, and their shortage predicts impending health problems and personal fragility. So, you know, believe it or not, there's actually a thing called the National Institute for Play, and this Dr. Brown, who is with that institution, is actually a medical doctor. and he's actually trained in general and internal medicine, psychiatry, and clinical research. And he first recognized the importance of play by discovering its absence in the life history of people who were murderers and felony drunk drivers. I want you to listen to this quote. I think this is powerful. It says, play is the antidote to tension. It's revenge on a stress-filled world that tries to beat us down. Play makes us healthier men. It's renewable energy. It replenishes our power. Friends, I know I need to play more, and just even hearing that short little part there, we all, men or women, need to be reminded to play more. Second reason that Brian Tome shares is play puts me in my place. You know, most of us that are followers of Jesus, we know the story of the Bible, creation in Genesis, and, you know, you may believe that the 7 days and evenings and mornings were the same then as our current definition of those, or you may interpret the time frame differently. And so he points out the sequence there in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 31. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God said all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. Of course, it goes on to say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had previously done. So God created humans on day six. And what's the first order of business for these go-getters, the original pioneers, creators, and builders? It's not work. Call it rest, relaxation, play, or whatever you'd like. It's a day of not working. Kind of seems a little weird, doesn't it? The clear picture we get of God is that he's all-powerful, he's infinite power and energy. It's not likely he needed to take a breather. And it was Adam and Eve's first full day of existence. They hadn't yet worked a day in their lives. They certainly didn't need a day off. But God's institution of non-productive activity reminds us that he wants us to be human beings, not human doings. We'll say that again. God's institution of non-productive activity reminds us that he wants us to be human beings, not human doings. His institution of rest on that first day means that we rest to work rather than rest from our work. The power to get things done comes when we are rested. We don't rest only when we are worn out. And I have to be so transparent with you here. When I read that, it just smacked me right in the face. And, you know, I needed that. I deserve that, because I am about getting things done. And don't get me wrong, there's seasons and times you have to do that. But I am so guilty of only taking rest when I'm exhausted. And then I just crash and burn. And, you know, that's just no way to live. And I've repeated that pattern quite often in my life. And I've been doing ministry now for 16 years. So this is an area God's having to grow me in. And maybe it's to some of you that are listening today, men and women, okay, all of us. And so I know women that are type A and don't go to bed to 2 a.m. And they think it's a badge of honor because they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, it's not. It's not, because God's saying that to me, too, that so often I get guilty doing 7 days or 5 full days and 2 half days. And then I try to count my 2 half days and not working as 1 day as a Sabbath. And God's just been screaming to me lately that, you know, that's a joke, Rick. It's not true. And, in fact, I've been working 4 jobs all of this year. I've been teaching at Midway University, and then I've also been working at Pepsi, and then I have a pastor, a small church. I go up and preach on Sunday mornings and really enjoy that and do ministry throughout the week there. And then I also have Hope Is Here. And earlier in the year, I was also doing the Georgetown College basketball games, the away games on radio, and doing a coach's show every Monday night. And I enjoyed all those things, but just have been on fumes. And I finally felt like God, as I was reading this recently and just in my life, that I just stay worn out. And just felt like the Lord said, you know, when are you going to let go? And through some mentoring, through a couple of older guys and talking, you know, with some people I really respect, just decided, you know what, I'm just going to focus on two things here over this summer and see what God does. And that's going to be Hope Is Here and also pastoring the small church that I do. Because the fact of the matter is, I think this is what God's created me to do. And I've stayed worn out doing all that stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's not a way to live. And so I'm trusting God to provide. And he is my protector and my provider. I've been praying that for the last 6 years after I left a large church and a comfortable salary and benefits, because I felt like it was time to do something new, a new season. And God has. He has provided. And doesn't mean it hasn't gotten tight at times, but I want to learn to play a little bit and not work. And a lot of the stuff I do is for God. And so I gave Pepsi my 2 weeks notice. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just seeing what God is going to do through this ministry and help take it to another level so that we can help reduce the suicide rate. I'd like to say eliminate it, but I don't know if this side of heaven we can do that, but do want to greatly reduce it. Do you know it's the number one leading cause of people between the ages of 18 and 34 in the state of Kentucky? I mean, that's really, really gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. And somebody's got to do something about that, and I want to do that. But to be able to do that, I need to take a little bit of time to play at least one day a week. Not taking a vacation over 2 years, and I'm wanting to model things and not be hypocritical. So I'm going to start doing that and step out in faith. And if you feel led to support this ministry and where I can help others and provide hope for them one-on-one and in groups and help this ministry expand and all across the country, please think about making a contribution at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. It is a 501(c), and all your donations are tax deductible. So I really appreciate that if you would consider doing that. But going back to play, Brian Tone talks about recreation is a bit of recreation. I like that. Recreation is a bit of recreation. Restoring, renewing, and reminding us we are not the source of our energy. When I take time to play, I send a very healthy message to God. I know who's in control of the universe, and it's not me. I'm not that important. Play puts us in our place. You know, some of you need to hear that today. And you know, one of the things that's really cool, he talked about in this book in chapter 15 of the five marks of a man, about boys live to play, men play to live, that the company 3M would give 15% of their time to employees to use a portion of their paid time to chase rainbows and hatch their own ideas. One innovation that came out of it began when one of the scientists, Art Frey, became frustrated by trying to keep the bookmarks in place in his church hymnal at choir practice. He worked on applying an adhesive dreamed up by one of his colleagues, Spencer Silver, to a new kind of notepaper, and they eventually called it the Post-it Note, launching a billion-dollar annual business, not to mention a slew of office pranks and cheap Halloween costumes. But the fact of the matter is, by that company giving their employees 15% time to, quote, play and be creative, a billion-dollar idea came up. So there's just a simple idea about how play can help impact us. And friends, Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And we can't play without being still sometimes and being reminded to make that a priority. And there's a lot more in this chapter that he talks about play. And so I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the book, The Five Marks of a Man, Brian Tome, and start making it a priority in your life to play more. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.